This morning, we have a guest joining us here in the studio. Brent Bierbaum is with us this morning. We're going to talk about the Wallace Foundation. They're having their annual meeting coming up here this weekend. The Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development should be a good and informative time. Brent is the president of that organization. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
Appreciate it. How long have you been involved with the Wallace Foundation?
Oh, probably about 15 years I've been involved. As a board member and now as president.
Yeah. Were you one who was happy about the developments when this first started some 25 or so years ago?
Yes, I was happy about it. I was not involved at the time when it was started. I was not part of the original committee to get this going, but I was definitely in favor of more local research in this part of the state.
Absolutely. What got you involved?
Oh, just the need for more representation, and I had a colleague of mine kind of twist my arm to get me involved, and it kind of revolved from there.
Did you use their services?
Yes, I have. I've used their research, and a lot of the information that comes out of that is very helpful for this area.
Yeah. Well, you've been blessed with some really solid staff members, too, at the Wallace grounds over the years. Had some really quality people doing some good local research. And, you know, people outside the industry sometimes don't understand what it means to have local research. Isn't it good enough if they do it somewhere else and we can incorporate that here? But there are all kinds of differences from soil types and different issues and things that need to be really addressed on a local basis.
Right. We got Southwest Iowa is unique in its soils, unique in its climate, and even some of the people this part of the state, and it's good to have research brought down to this level.
Well, and Iowa State's always been a good partner anyway in agriculture here in the state, but through this project too, a lot of fold over there. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen now. This is coming up on this Saturday, March 4th, and that'll be at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. This is a Saturday. That's the first thing that struck me. I don't remember it being on a Saturday before.
No, this is the first time we've tried a Saturday, and we're hoping it brings a different crowd. Hopefully we'll get more people to come, a better crowd coming now, and we have two very good speakers. We're very pleased to have our Senator Joni Ernst with us. Her topic is going to be finding solutions to rural America's challenges, and I think it'll be very interesting with the turn of events this year and a new administration, and a lot of the challenges facing agriculture is just a lot of the unknown, and I think there's a lot of unknown out there, and she's going to help us wade through some of that and give us some of her insight on that.
So much that goes on, you sometimes overlook some of the things that happen so far away in Washington, D.C., but even little things, well, what seemed like little things at the time, like different regulations on waters.
Right.
You know, and ponds and streams and those types of things, you know, all those things can have a direct impact on how a producer can operate.
Right.
Yeah.
We look forward to that and have her answering our questions. Not a legislative forum, but mostly just an informative speech from Joni. And then following her at 11 o'clock is going to be Dr. John Lawrence. He's ISU's Director for Agriculture and Resources Extension and Outreach. He's going to be presenting a topic on ISU's land grant mission and emerging agriculture issues.
Well, you really brought in the heavy hitters this year.
Yeah, get his take on the research from ISU and how it affects our area and what's going on in other parts of the state.
Yeah, Dr. Lawrence, does he have a particular specialty, or is he just, it seems like he's well-versed in a lot of things and keeps up with a lot of the research that's going on.
Right, and he is Associate Dean for Extension for ISU, as well as the ISU Director for Research also.
You bet. So he sees a lot of what happens there. That's a good get to be able to have him come down for this program. And also, we should stress again that Senator Joni Ernst, this is not any kind of a legislative forum of any type. As I understand it, she's really not there to take questions and things and hear concerns so much as she is to share information about what's going on.
Right. That's why I think it'll be very exciting to have her come and speak with us and give her insights on what she's seeing from Washington's side and also from the local area and what she's seeing for America's challenges coming up.
Sure. So folks who might have questions or what have you for Joni should probably save those for a town hall event somewhere.
Yep, exactly.
Because it really won't be time, and her schedule and all, you can just imagine. In fact, you were telling me earlier, Brent, that's one of the reasons you had this on a Saturday, is because it works into her schedule.
Correct. Yep.
To be able to get her here to help share, too. So, yeah, so we'll keep that in mind, too. There really won't be any time for questions and things because she's got a schedule to keep. So we hope people do respect that. There's a lot going on during the course of the day. This is the annual meeting, so there's going to be a lot of information shared. For folks who haven't been there before, what should they expect?
Well, we'll have our two speakers starting at 9:30, and then at noon we'll have a complimentary lunch. And then our business meeting will start at 12:45, and that's where we run our annual meeting business for the year, and an hour and a half or two, and we should be out of there by then, and talk about our research and our five committees that we've established in the past to bring more research back to the area. We'll discuss all that and get a report from our superintendent, Dallas Maxwell, on the farm, and hear from some of the extension personnel, the staff that's working there, on what they got going on.
You bet. There have been some changes there at the with the Wallace Foundation. I suppose Mr. Maxwell is one of the key changes there, too. Over the last few years, you've had some new faces come in, but you still have some solid names there involved in what's going on.
Right. We still got our agronomist with us, and a lot of the original staff is here. Bernie Havelick left us a year and a half ago, and we've got a good staff to replace him now.
Sure. Now, this is the business meeting. This is the annual meeting. This isn't a field day of any type or what have you, but will there be some information shared at all about some of the happenings over the last year?
Yeah, we'll get a report from Dallas and some of the staff on what's been going on during the year and what projects they're working on. We'll get some reports on that, so there'll be a lot of information brought out to talk about.
Do you get a lot of feedback at these types of events when you have your annual meeting from different types of producers, those associated with agriculture that come in and maybe have some ideas or thoughts on some of the issues you guys are dealing with?
I don't necessarily hear a lot of feedback. I think they probably go more to the staff and the agronomist and talk with them. And,
sure.
And hopefully that's the course that we do to try to work in everybody's concerns.
Mm-hmm. You're president of the board. How big is the board?
We've got about 15 members. It's a 19 county area. Mm-hmm. We're looking for directors all the time. We're supposed to have, we got room for two directors from each county of the 19 counties in southwest Iowa, but we've got some vacancies we'd like to get filled. So there's always room for more service here.
How would folks find out more about that if they might be interested in serving on something like that?
Oh, they can contact me or Paulette. They're at the research farm. She'll answer any questions about what's expected and what's going on.
Sure. What's the time commitment?
We meet our annual meeting once a year. Then during the year, we might meet one time. But most of the contacts and correspondences has been going out by email and electronically. So as far as making it to the farm, there isn't a lot of time commitment that way. Most of it, we try to do it in between times as needed, I guess.
You bet. Well, with folks so spread out through a 19-county area, and the fact that, well, let's face it, you're all pretty busy, too, and we're getting into a busy time here pretty soon, it's kind of tough to get everybody together too much.
Right, right. Yeah.
So if you have any interest in doing that and want to find out more, you can certainly call the office there, too, and they can tell you a lot more about that. So the lunch is part of that. That's complimentary, right?
Right, complimentary lunch and light lunch and... And then we'll be on with the meeting at 12:45 to 1 o'clock.
All right. So if folks have any questions at all, I suppose at that time they could get some of those answered. Very good. Well, great. It sounds like things are going pretty well. Not a lot of changes at the Wallace Foundation right now. Everything's moving along forward.
Right. We're definitely taking more ideas for more interest on projects. Yeah. Looking for all those all the time.
Yeah. The ears are always open, I suppose, on those ideas.
Right.
Very good. Yeah, because I don't think sometimes people realize that a lot of the projects that are performed at some of these research farms aren't necessarily ones that staff dreamed up. Sometimes they're things that are brought to them, and that's what they want to know. They want to know what's on your mind. What do you think we need to take a look at? And, you know, if we're going to make mistakes, let's make them at the research farm. Not out there where it costs us money.
Exactly.
Yeah, you bet. Well, very good. Again, that annual meeting coming up this Saturday now, March 4th. They don't have to call ahead, right?
Correct.
They can just show up that day. And that'll be at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. It's the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development's 26th annual meeting. 26 years already. 9:30. They'll get things going with the program in the morning. Hope you get a chance to come on out. Brent, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate you sharing. You bet.